Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter.
And my name is Pauline. Every Saturday we like to review all the things we learned together.
We can even see those fun features too.
So what was going on around here this week? Can you remember?
Yes, Mr. E had lunch with Rob, who was interviewing Alex in Japan. Wait, that was a dream I had the other night.
Okay, I think I can help you out a little bit, Peter. You weren't half wrong.
So, was I half right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Okay, well, we did have a mystery this week. We couldn't find Mr. F.
Oh, okay, now I remember. So, you must mean Mr. E, right?
No, Mr. F is also a detective at the station. But we needed Mr. E's help to find him.
Hey, did we learn about Japan, right?
That's true, too. Yes, we learned about Tokyo and much more. Now I have my own trip planned to visit.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
You mean to Japan? Okay, let's go.
No, Pauline. First, we have to review all the lessons. We'll look at them together. Later in the show, we'll even see our features. Then we can practice speaking English on the show together.
Okay, I suppose that's a good idea. We can go to Japan another time.
Great. Okay, friends, let's watch those lessons together. Then we'll review with some questions. All right, here we go.
Are we doing a report on the farmers market today, Rob?
Yes, we are, Susie.
I love farmers markets. Everything there is so fresh.
I agree. Local farmers grow all the vegetables and other produce.
Some people don't like farmers markets.
Really? Why not?
The produce there can be expensive.
That's true.
Would you like an apple, Alex?
Sure. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome.
This apple is fresh and delicious.
I always buy my fruit at Frank's Fruit Stand.
Oh? Where is Frank's Fruit Stand?
It's in front of Carl's Corner Store.
Great. I can buy oranges, lemons, and apples after work.
This farmer's market is great. Look at all the stalls.
I know. There are at least 30 stalls here.
What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy some cabbage and lettuce. Maybe I'll get spinach, too.
Vicky's vegetable stand has some great choices. All her produce is organic.
That sounds good. I'll go look at her vegetables.
Did you get your vegetables?
Yes, Vicky's veggies are nice and fresh.
What did you buy?
I bought fruit.
I got pears and plums. Are the plums sweet?
Yes, I tasted one before I bought them.
Did you buy anything else?
Yes, I bought some peach jam.
That will be good on toast for breakfast.
I know.
It is Wednesday morning. I am late for work. I run down the street. I go into the police station. I see Janice. She is a police officer. And she is upset.
What's wrong?
I ask.
Oh, Mr. E.
She says.
I'm worried about Mr. F.
Where is he?
I ask.
I don't know,
says Janice.
Maybe he is hurt. Look at his desk.
We look at Mr. F's desk. There are papers everywhere. There is a bun on a book. And there's coffee on the desk.
See?
Says Janice.
Something bad happened.
I touch the coffee. It is still hot.
He's nearby,
I say. Now there's coffee on my hand. I reach for a tissue, but the box is empty. I have an idea.
Where is the extra tissue?
I ask.
I don't know,
says Janice.
Maybe it is in the storage room.
We go to the storage room. The door is locked, but I can hear something inside. Janice has a key. She opens the door. Mr. F is sitting on the floor.
Nice to see you,
says Mr. F.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel, and we have one of our favorite guests with us, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the program, Tanya.
Arigato, Rob.
What does that mean?
It means thank you in Japanese. I'm planning a trip to Japan.
I love Japanese food. I especially like their noodles.
I really enjoy eating Japanese food, too.
Where will you go in Japan?
I'll go to Tokyo and then to Kyushu. It's one of Japan's four main islands.
There's a lot to see and do in Tokyo, but what can you do in Kyushu?
You can eat fresh seafood, and you can visit the hot springs at Beppu.
Can you sit in them?
Yes, and you can take a sand bath on Beppu Beach.
What is a sand bath?
You bury yourself in warm sand. It's very relaxing.
Did you hear Rob's interview with Tanya Travel this morning? She's going to Japan.
I know. Have you ever been there?
No, but I really want to go. I hear Tokyo is amazing.
It is. It's also noisy and crowded.
So you've been there? You're so lucky.
I went about 5 years ago. I visited Tokyo and then rode the bullet train to Osaka.
Is a bullet train fast?
Yes, it can go almost 200 miles per hour.
Wow, that is fast.
Yes, it's only a 2.5 hour ride from Tokyo to Osaka.
Cool. Have you been to Tokyo?
Just once. I went shopping in Harajuku and went up the Tokyo Tower.
I'll bet the view was great.
Yes, it was.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions.
This can help you remember things from the conversations.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. Don't worry, you won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay.
Yes, mistakes are okay. That's a good way to get better. If you don't try, you will never get better.
I see many students who listen, who can read, but when it comes to speaking, they are too afraid. Pauline, what's the first question?
Okay. We learned about the farmer's market. So how about we review fruits and vegetables that you can get there?
Okay. Well, farmer's markets have things like pumpkins and lettuce. Pumpkins are orange. Lettuce is green, and we eat that in salads. Pauline, can you think of any?
Well, sure. Apples and peaches are delicious fruits. I like to get those at farmers markets.
Well, friends, if you think of some more, please say them to a friend. But can't you get more than just produce at a farmer's market?
Well, that is true. Often at farmer's markets, you can also get homemade goods like homemade jam or bread.
Very good. Now let's talk about Japan. Would you like to go to the city in Tokyo or to the beach and bury yourself in the sand?
Oh, I'm sure Tokyo is great and I'd like to go both places if I could, but the beach is probably my first choice.
Well, I will be going to Tokyo. I want to see the big buildings and all the people, all the lights. There is much to do and see there.
I'm sure it would be really amazing to go. Okay, the last thing we should review is the mystery.
Oh, yes, the mystery. Mr. E went to Mr. F's desk. Do you remember it now? But he was not there. How did he know that Mr. F had been there very recently?
Oh, I remember. The coffee was still hot.
Well, what does that have to do with anything? I don't understand.
Well, he had to be close. Coffee isn't hot unless you just had gotten the coffee.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so they finally found Mr. F. He was in the closet. He was locked in there. Friends, make sure to review this stuff at home. But now it's time for a short break. You are doing great. We'll see you after this.
Peter, what do you like about farmers markets?
Well, the one near my home is almost like a small festival every weekend. Sometimes there is live music. I go and get a fresh baked good. They are homemade, so I think they are especially good. And they have special coffee that is organic. It tastes wonderful.
Wow, that sounds like a great farmer's market. You'll have to tell me where that is so I can go sometime.
Sure, no problem. You can come along with me next time. Well, friends, now let's take a look at those features together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. Today, I'm getting ready to go to a farmer's market. That is a special market where people sell fruit and vegetables. Usually, people grow the fruit and vegetables themselves. People also sell crafts, food, and many other things at farmer's market. Going to a farmer's market is a fun way to spend the morning.
Many places in the United States have farmer's markets. Often, communities hold farmers markets in the fall. That's because many fruits and vegetables are ready to eat then. Farmers markets often have the freshest fruit and vegetables. People pick them from their gardens or fields and bring them to the market. You can buy all kinds of delicious things. The prices are usually pretty good too. Besides fruit and vegetables, people sell things that they make. These can be clothes or jewelry. They can be toys or furniture. They can be art or dishes, such as bowls, cups, and plates. Farmers markets are great places to find special things you won't find in stores. People also make food and bring it to farmers markets. Some people bake things like cakes, pies, and cookies. Other people make special food from other countries. It is always fun to try new things at a farmer's market. Sometimes there are things to watch or listen to as well. People might play an instrument or sing, and they usually would like you to give them some money. People dance too. You never know what you will see or hear at a farmer's market. It's always fun.
Okay, well, I'm back from the farmer's market. Look at all the things I bought. I have some fresh vegetables. My wife can cook these for dinner. I have lots of fruit too. I have several kinds of apples and some pears. They will be fresh and delicious. I'm going to eat an apple right now. And thanks for joining me today. See you next time on Jack's File.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about countries, and here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Jay Pan. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Rob.
Now, Jay, you are a teacher, right?
That's right. I teach geography.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Can you help us?
Sure.
Wonderful. Our question today comes from Caitlin Kang of Roland Heights, California. Caitlin writes, "Today in history class, we learned that Japan has a nickname, the Land of the Rising Sun. Do other countries have nicknames?"
Great question, Caitlin. The answer to your question is yes. Many countries that have nicknames to describe their country's special qualities.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Ireland is a country that is especially beautiful. It is green.
Sorry. Ireland.
Especially beautiful. It has green scenery. Mm-hmm. That is why many people call it the Emerald Isle.
Oh, that's right. I remember learning about that. What else?
Have you ever heard of the boot?
The boot? Oh, is that another name for Italy?
That's right. If you look at a map, Italy is shaped like a boot.
That makes sense. Oh, I've got one. The Land Down Under.
Oh, Australia. Australia, people call that because if you look at a map, it is down under many other countries.
That's right. Well, thanks for answering our question today, Jay. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, boss. You were looking for me?
Tim, yes. Have a seat. Let's see. Have you ever stolen from the company?
No.
Check. Have you ever been late to work?
No.
Check. Have you ever...
Have you ever used a super sentence? This sounded so good, I couldn't stay away.
Well, hello, super sentence man. Why are you here?
Because you keep on using today's super sentence. It's the question, have you ever? It is a great one. It's one I use all the time. Hey, have you ever used this super sentence?
No, I don't think so.
Well, your life is about to change. Please continue with these super have you ever questions.
All right, so, Tim, have you ever complained about your work?
No.
Check. Have you ever had a bad attitude?
No.
Have you ever been to Italy?
No.
Was that one of your questions?
No.
But it was super, wasn't it? I'm sorry. Do continue.
Okay. Have you ever used the company's phone to call long distance and not paid for it?
No.
Check. Well, it looks like you passed, Tim.
I passed what?
Yeah, what did he pass?
The test! Since you answered no to all of those questions, I'm giving you a free trip to Bali.
Bali?
Yes!
Woohoo! So many super sentences! Remember, say it with me, both of you.
A super sentence every day
will make your English great.
Oh, wait, there's one more question. Have you ever lied before?
What? No. I mean, yes. I mean...
Yes or no, Tim?
Everyone lies, so yes.
I'm sorry. I guess I'll have to find someone else to give these tickets to.
But you must have lied. You...
Back to work.
Friends, thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show. Reviewing what you have learned is important. Doesn't it help to hear those conversations again?
Yes, it does help. Learning a new language is difficult. We understand. We both think that you are doing a great job.
Friends, which was your favorite lesson today? You can talk to a friend about the lesson you liked the most to practice.
Well, I enjoyed learning the history of Vespas. I think it was great to learn about the past and see where these scooters came from.
I do really like Vespas, so I liked that article. But, of course, usually my favorite is the mystery article.
Oh, of course. Those are always fun. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Make sure to join us on Monday for another great lesson right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.